Good afternoon. I'm Erin McRorty with the KUAC Newsminer Update. One person was hospitalized with injuries from a two-vehicle crash on the Parks Highway outside Fairbanks yesterday. According to Fairbanks Police Department, the injured was in a vehicle hit by another driven by 28-year-old Kiana Amber Rhodes. It says Rhodes was driving recklessly and an FPD officer tried to pull her over prior to the wreck, but she refused to stop. Rhodes, who was arrested after the crash, is charged with vehicle theft, failure to stop, reckless driving, assault, and leaving the scene of an accident. Alaska Attorney General Kevin Clarkson says a woman alleging she was wrongfully denied a permanent fund dividend because of her same-sex marriage is eligible for a payment, and a lawsuit she filed against the state should be thrown out. Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove reports.
Kevin Clarkson, in a since-deleted tweet, called Denali Nicole Smith's lawsuit, quote, pointless. He says her application for the check is listed as eligible but has not been paid because of an address issue. Attached to Smith's federal lawsuit is a denial letter from the state that cites nullified laws barring recognition of same-sex marriage. The lawsuit says Smith is an Alaska resident who has been living in Florida to accompany her military wife. It claims Smith was denied eligibility when she would have been eligible had her spouse been a man. In a statement sent to members of the media late this afternoon, the Department of Law clarified its position, saying that over the summer, officials began looking into outdated regulations that did not recognize same-sex marriages and that such applications were put on hold during a legal review. However, the state says it inadvertently denied Smith's PFD application. According to the Department of Law, Smith and her attorney were notified that she would be paid a PFD earlier in November and therefore don't believe the lawsuit is valid.
That story from Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove. Finally, this afternoon, a correction. An Alaska Public Media story that aired Friday incorrectly stated that congressional candidate Elise Galvin came closer to beating Congressman Don Young in the 2018 general election than anyone in 30 years. In fact, it has only been 10 years since 2008 U.S. House candidate Ethan Berkowitz lost by a narrower margin. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin McRorty.